Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz is proclaiming today as a day of unity in honor and remembrance of Nicole Good of Minneapolis. Walz says Good was a loving mother, partner, daughter, and neighbor whose life was defined by compassion, creativity, and care for others.
At 10 a.m., I'd ask everyone to pause for a moment of silence to remember Renee Good, also to remember all that's good and right about this nation. I'm going to ask folks if they can. I'd ask employers to give their people some space. I'd ask each and everyone to find a way to contribute in your community.
37-year-old Good was fatally shot in her vehicle by an ICE agent on Wednesday. Walz is calling on Minnesotans to continue to protest peacefully. Legal experts are weighing in on the FBI taking sole control of the investigation into the fatal ICE shooting of Good. Rob Doerr of the Minnesota Gun Owners Law Center says the Minnesota BCA was involved less than 24 hours.
Given the temperature between the Walz administration and the Trump administration, I didn't expect there to be a lot of cooperation or that it would last very long. I don't think that that's great for public sentiment or for increasing transparency.
Doerr says he suspects that federal prosecutors in Minnesota initially agreed to a joint FBI and BCA investigation before getting orders from higher-ups in Washington. A bill passed by the U.S. House Thursday would extend the expiring ACA tax credits for 3 years. Those monthly health care premium credits expired December 31st. The bill would resurrect the premium credits for about 22 million Americans and lower health care costs for others. It now goes to the U.S. Senate, where Republicans say it'll be defeated. And the Timberwolves extended their win streak to 4 games with a 131-122 victory over the Cavaliers. Today is known as Quitter's Day, the point in January when most people abandon their New Year's resolutions. Among those, quitting commercial tobacco products. Mike Sheldon with Minnesota Department of Health says for those struggling, there are free resources to help you stay on track.
Quit Partner is a free program that provides support for any Minnesota resident who wants to quit any type of commercial tobacco, whether that's smoking, vaping, chewing, pouches, hookah, any type of commercial tobacco product. And it provides that free support in a number of different ways.
There's more information at quitpartner.com. And the Minnesota Wild needed overtime to beat the Kraken 3-2 last night in Seattle. Matt Zuccarello scored the game-winning goal 2 minutes into OT. Jesper Volstead made 26 saves for the win. The Wild are back home tomorrow night to play the New York Islanders. This is MNN.